Okay, here we go. Three short ideas with the Rach Meshit Rebbe Imras to Horus. Parshas Vayikra, Tavshin Pegimel, Only Mishalil Nishmas, Esther Teel, Bas, Rebbe Gabriel Pinchas. The first idea comes to us from Bermayim Chaim, the Triskramagid, the Das Moshe, they all say the same thing. Vayikra Moshe. So we know that Rachazal brings down, Rashi brings down, there's a small Aleph. Look inside the Torah, it's a small Aleph. It's called, Rashi calls it an Aleph Zeira. So says the Bermayim Chaim and all the others from Kedoshim, what is Aleph Zeira? It means small Aleph, but also has a deeper idea. When a person learns, a person lives as a Jew, a person has to humble himself. The more you realize you get close to Hashem, the more you realize how far we are to subjugate and submit or surrender ourselves to Hashem. Zehu Aleph Miloshen Limud. As the Pasuk says in the Eo of 33, Lamegimel, Lamegimel, the word Aleph means to learn. Shetzrichem Lislamed, Ledas Liozira, that I learn, Bahachna Vikatnas. The more I learn, the more I get closer to Hashem. The Malkam Galusa Sham Tein Anvasanusa Chazal tells us in the Gemara. At the end of the day, the more we learn, especially for people that come back from Shana Aleph and Semana, it's such an important idea. We think we're on the top of the world. We start judging others. Chas v'shalom. The more we learn, the more we get closer to Hashem. The more we realize how we have nothing besides the Bona Shalom. It's the whole Indian of Pesach, the whole Indian of Matzah is Anava. It's the biggest Anava to realize that we don't control our lives. The Bona Shalom controls our lives. What a beautiful idea, a panemius of the words Aleph Zeira. Aleph, when you learn Zeira, make sure you're only becoming a little more humble, a little more surrendering. You're finding the good in every single Jew and everything around you. Idea number two. The second idea comes as the Be'eret HaChaim. Be'eret HaChaim Rav Nachum Mimkarov. Mimkarov is one of my friends, Rav Markowitz Shlit, told me he was one of the early tzaddikim of America before the war. Perek Aleph Pasuk Yudaf. Shachar Osal Yerach Mizbech Tzafon Lefnei Hashem. Should slaughter the carbon, the corner of the Mizbeach, the northern part in front of Hashem. He says, you can find three battles against the Yitzhara in this Pasuk. Al Yerech, he said, Yidarshans. Al Yerech refers to the Yerech, it could be the corner, it could be the side. But Yerech could also be a person's thigh. When Romas Lamin Kedushas HaYisod, Chazal tell by Sota, when the Sota comes, that the leg is the one where it explodes, because that's where the sin started from. So that Yerach refers to Kedushas HaYisod. Mizbeach in the Pasuk refers to Taivas HaChila, because the Mar Brachas Nenhei tells us, Shechadosh Adam Domel Mizbeach, a person's table is like Domel Mizbeach, compared to the Mizbeach. And finally, Tzafona. Tzafona refers to desire for money. The Gemara Baba Basu Chafei on the base tells us, Harotza Lahashir Yatsin, someone who wants to get wealthy should turn themselves northern when they're in the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdosh. And finally, he says, Shechras HaYerach, when it comes to the Kedusha, and the Mizbeach, Tavis Achila, and Safona, Tavis Mamon, and you slaughter these three Yetzaharas, then you'll be Zoicha to be Lifnei Hashem. You have to be on the offense. You can't just be on the defense when it comes to the battle for the Yetzaharas. Gemara Brachas Daf, Heyam and Aleph tells us, La'olam Yargiz Adam Yetzar Tov Al Yetzahara. A person should do battle with the Yetzar Tov against the Yetzahara. If you look at the beautiful L'Shem Yichud before B'digas Chametz, excuse me, that Rizal brings down, very important, when a person's looking for Chametz, you're not just looking for physical Chametz, but you're looking for spiritual Chametz within ourselves. And that's such right over here. Yerech, Mizbeach, Tzafona, then be Zochot Lefnei Hashem. Idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from the Tiferes Uziel. The Rebbe quotes it, the Rach Meshach Rebbe quotes his father, quoted this Tiferes Uziel, Beis Yud Gimel, a kol karbancha takriv melech. Every carbon needs salt. What's the idea? What's the message for us? Anytime you cook something, right? You want to make the taste good. You have to make sure that you have some salt in there. Everyone likes to do a little good salt. Says the Rebbe, which refers to Avodas Hashem, Takriv Melech. Make sure you have that salt, you have that chias, you have that arevas, you have that sweetness. Make sure you have that fire. Every type of carbon needed a melech, every type of carbon needed salt, but in a deeper way, every one of us need an arvodas Hashem. It can't just be check, 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 Pesach check, sphere check, 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 check. No, it's got to be with a fire. It's got to be with, we want to make it sweet when I'm going to taste good. Right? That's what the Avnei Nezer said at the beginning of his Sefer. People think that it's against Avodas Hashem to be able to, in the Egel Eital, to enjoy their learning. No. A person should enjoy their learning. It's got to be the Arevos. It's got, like the Levush says, it's a Berchas Hanah. Berchas HaTorah. He categorizes it as a Berchas Hanah. Learning Torah, it's a Berchas Hanah. Yiddishkeit is filled with, it's the only beautiful thing. It's the thing that makes us be close to Hashem. Everyone is akol kabancha tatir melech. Make sure it has melech. Make sure you want your food to taste good. Make sure your avodas Hashem tastes good as well. Let's review these three ideas. So we started off saying for the Ber Maim Chaim and the other Sfarim HaKadoshim as well, Alef Zeirah, on your Aleph, when you learn, make sure you're Zeirah, make sure you become a little bit more humble, a little more surrendering, looking for the good in others. The second idea, the Eretz HaChaim, the Shachar Al Sol Ayarech, HaMizbech Tzafon Lefnei Hashem, so Ayarech refers to Kedushas Tzayisot, HaMizbech refers to the Tavis HaChilik, Mar Brachos Nen Hei, and Tzafona refers to Tavis HaMoman, Bava Basra says Chafei, when you want to get wealthy, you look toward the north. Then you be zoch lifnei Hashem, as the Bar Brocha says. The olam yargiz adam yitzar tova yitzar. You got to do battle with the yitzar tova yitzar har. And finally, the third and final idea, and you have to find to look for the spiritual chometz as arizam. Find the third and final idea. Tiferes Uziel says, every carbon needed a melech, needs some salt. What does that mean? Because at the end of the day, so too, every single person wants salt on their food, be able to make sure it tastes good. So too, every carbon, every one of our avodas Hashem, it's got to be with stokios, with fire. You have to enjoy it, like the Levush says, categorizes Berachas HaTorah as Berachas HaNa'ah. We should be zocheh be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, to surrender and become a little bit more humble every single time we learn, we daven and get closer to our Levush, what the Matzah is all about, to understand we have to do battle against Ayar, find that spiritual chametz within ourselves, and finally to make sure we look within our carbon, we look within our Avodas Hashem, to make sure that it's sweet and enjoyable. Shkoyach.